Hello and welcome to another podcast of Yak and the Yeti.
My name's Aiden.
I'm Thompson. And today we are going to go through a lot of topics. We are going to be reviewing Tenant and the New Mutants. And we'll also be talking about our most anticipated movies of the coming, whatever's left of 2020, our top five superhero movies, and our ranking of the movies that we have seen so far this year. So let's just get right into it. And I'm going to let Aiden start on his thoughts about Tenant.
I think it was a good movie, but It was a good movie, but it wasn't that memorable. Just because, like, it was a very complex movie, and it did not help that you could not hear a lot of the audio just because of, like, the music and stuff. The score was good, though. Yeah.
What didn't you like about it? Well.
It was just... It was one of those movies where you have to sit down and, like, dissect it and watch it and actually work to try to understand what's going on instead of, like, I just don't find that as fun as just, like, sitting down, watching a good movie, knowing what's going on, that kind of stuff.
Similar agree with Aiden that it was a bit underwhelming. I was going into this movie. I love Christopher Nolan. Dark Knight, Inception, love those movies. I was going in this movie thinking that this was going to top my end of the year list, maybe be number one or number two. And before I was hearing some like mixed reviews about it, it's like, okay, well, it'd be fine if it was top five. And then after I saw the movie, and I'm like, I don't think this is even going to make top 10. I'm not saying for people that are going to go see it, I'm not saying it's a bad movie and you shouldn't
still
see
go
it. I think it's done excellently. The action scenes are amazing. It's so cool how they do everything without spoiling anything. It's just very cool how they do it.
Yeah.
But I agree with Aiden that the dialogue was a little hard to hear because in some scenes, because the score and sound going over it, you couldn't really hear it and you couldn't really understand them. But I'm sure if it was like toned down a little bit, I'd be able to understand it and be like, oh, okay, so this is what happens. Stuff like that. Because I didn't really understand what was happening in the third act. So I had to go home and watch a video to understand it. But I mean, I got it. And then after that, I was like, oh, I appreciate this a little more.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad that it worked out in the end some way. And I recommend seeing this on the biggest screen possible.
Definitely.
If you're able to go to a theater, I understand people probably don't want to go to theater. Quite a big risk. But we saw it at Marcus, big screen. It was great. The biggest screen they have there. So I thought that just the effects were good. Christopher Nolan does a great job directing. But it's just a lot of small things that kind of added up to being it and, you know, an underwhelming movie.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think if we... Yeah, I think it's gonna...
What would you rate it out of on a letter score?
On a letter score?
Mm-hmm, like... A, B, C.
Let's just do 1 through 10.
One through 10 is better.
Yeah. 1 through 10 is better. I'd honestly... It really depends because, like... I don't know. If we're comparing it... If, like, 10's, like, the best movie I've ever seen, it would probably be sitting around the 5.
Well... That's
5 or 6. Yeah.
I'm going to say like a 6.5.
Yeah.
That's not saying that's bad. Just saying,
Yeah. It's definitely not a bad movie. It's just like, it's not that memorably great. Like, I won't remember it years from now being like, that's my favorite movie of all time.
Christopher, the characters, the main character, he doesn't have a name. His name is the protagonist. Like, he doesn't have a name. And so he was very underdeveloped. Like, you didn't really know his backstory or anything. And that didn't give us a chance to, like, emotionally connect with the character. That's just what I was thinking. I don't know what Aiden was thinking about that.
Yeah,
but
I thought so, too. A little bit more character development would have been really cool.
Definitely. But, I mean, they still had a lot to cover because he was introducing to us a new concept that no one has ever heard before.
Yeah.
I felt like Aiden... you've never seen Inception, right?
No.
I feel like... He did a better job explaining Inception than he did what was happening inside Inception than he did with Tenant. And I felt like Tenant was a little more complex.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Inception still was a little complex, but I felt like Christopher Nolan did that. Inception is one of my favorite movies of all time, so I was really expecting a lot out of Christopher Nolan. All right, next is we're reviewing The New Mutants. And I got to say, I was genuinely surprised.
I was, yeah. Yeah, we've seen about 4 movies this year. We've seen Tenet, New Mutants, To Five Bloods, Birds of Prey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only movie that I'm going to say, I think we can both agree on this, that we were surprised on how it was better than we thought it would be.
I definitely agree with that.
The rest of the movies were like hyped up so much, and then like we thought they were going to be really good, and then they just weren't the best.
I guess I didn't really understand why it was giving such low on Rotten Tomatoes. It was giving like a 35. If it were me, I would give it like a 60, a solid 60.
I would have given it a little bit lower. Like, it's a good movie, but like, I don't know. Like, the thing, like, I was telling you this earlier, but like, it felt like it couldn't really decide what genre the movie was. Like,
definitely.
It was going between like superhero and then romance for a bit.
Yeah.
And then horror and then back to superhero and then like a more adventure style. Yeah. It just felt really rushed and bounced around, and there wasn't enough story for anything. There wasn't enough
I felt like they developed the characters actually pretty good.
I don't know. I think, like, some of the characters were developed really good. Other ones were just, like, kind of tossed to the side so the movie could move along.
Yeah. The third act. I felt like the first two acts were really strong, and I could definitely follow through. But the third act, they were building for something really big, and the third act was just, like, without spoiling anything, I was like, really?
All right, wait. I'm going to do a spoiler alert quick.
No.
All right. One quick spoiler alert. So basically, the entire movie, there's this one big bad guy. I won't tell anything. I won't tell much more than that. But then at the end, basically, all that happens, you're expecting this big fight. All that happens, she puts out her hand and goes like, sleep. And then it just disappears. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was very underwhelming. I think the fight scene was okay. I think that, I don't know, the CGI... I don't know. The CGI was good, but it kind of, it just felt like CGI.
Yeah, it didn't feel real. Yeah. I thought it was so funny that some of the actors had different accents than their real voice, and I just couldn't stand it. So Charlie Heaton, he's in Stranger Things.
That was one of my favorite accents.
He did a Kentucky accent, and his accent like changed throughout the movie, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny. And then, I don't know if Aiden knows this, Anya Taylor-Joy, she is blonde in the movie, and her accent is different than the way she talks in real life, and I just thought that was really weird, as it just didn't really work for me, the accents.
Yeah. I think the acting was actually really good in that movie.
I felt like that ensemble was actually, it was pretty solid.
I think the acting was let down by the script in the movie.
Like, oh, definitely. The script, I felt like it's someone was a little awkward.
Yeah.
This might be... Go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
This may be my opinion, but I think that the romance elements were not handled very well.
Yeah.
They were just kind of like dropped in, like you didn't expect it. Like,
yeah, they were just tossed in to try to make it a more full movie.
Yeah.
And it just
definitely.
Didn't work. It just felt, it kind of just felt like you were playing pinball across a movie. Like you were bouncing from one thing to the next really quickly.
When it got to those moments, it was like, really, I don't think that's very, I guess it was somewhat necessary to make it like complete movie, but I mean.
No, like I can see how some of them were necessary in plot development and stuff.
Oh, definitely.
But like, they just weren't handled well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just felt like you were playing pinball. Like your brain was a pinball and they were just shooting it back and forth between plot points.
What is wrong with the love of friendship? I mean, why can't you have, like, friendship be a big theme? You don't have to make everything love-related.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I think it could have been... I honestly think it could have been one of my favorite superhero movies if it was done better.
Yeah. It had a good... It actually had a pretty good idea.
Yeah. It had a good cast. It had a good, like... It had a good, like, a rough story. Like,
mm-hmm.
if the story was handled better, I think it would have been great.
Yeah.
I think it could have been a great movie.
It was delayed for so long, reshoots. They didn't really like it with test audiences. And, you know, just at the end of the day, I mean, I didn't really think that it was really necessary to like delay everything. Just delaying it for so long, that means that your movie better be amazing.
And it wasn't amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But, oh well, what can you do with that? I would give it a 5.
I would give it a round of 5, too.
Yeah, that's...
Just, like, kind of middle of the road. Like, it wasn't the worst movie. It definitely was not the worst movie I've ever seen. But, like, it wasn't memorable. Like, I won't, like... Yeah. Yeah. Like, it was entertaining to watch, but it just wasn't that good of a movie.
Yeah. So, now... We've only seen 4 movies this year. This has been a very slow year for movies that we've had interest to see.
Yeah.
Definitely, when the next couple months go around, we are going to try to, like, go, like, every weekend.
Yeah, a lot of movies are coming out, and a lot of them look like they're going to be pretty good. So.
Last year, we saw 30 films, I think, right?
Yeah.
So maybe,
I think it might have been more.
Hopefully, this year, we can do some damage and see some more films. Hopefully, they will come out.
Yeah.
But... with stuff going, it might get worse, but we don't know. So let's just get into our movie rankings. And Aiden, we have the same number 4. I just know it.
Yep.
Birds, all right. Yeah, you say
Birds of Prey is number 4. Yeah, so we've only seen 4 movies, so not that comprehensive of a list. But my number 1 is Tenant, and I think you're the same, right?
I'm definitely the same there, but I mean...
And, like, the sad part is it's not up there because it was the best. It's just because it was...
the least worst.
Yeah, it was the least worst. Number 2 is New Mutants. We've already gone over that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 3 is Five Bloods. I don't know. Like, it just wasn't my kind of movie. Like, it was a really, really good movie.
Just wasn't your style.
Yeah, I think, like I think plot-wise, it was better than everything else. Like, all that kind of stuff better than everything else. I don't know. It just wasn't my favorite movie. Like, yeah.
Here is my number 4, Birds of Prey. I was actually expecting a lot because one of my favorite movie reviewer said this movie's awesome, and he said like it was like top 3 of like where like half the year was, because not a lot of movies have come out, so obviously you have to pick and choose. And he said like he loved this, and I was expecting this to be great. We went to it and was like, you know, I thought Margot Robbie was really fun as Harley Quinn, but it just wasn't. The whole movie did not.
I didn't like it at all.
Didn't like it. No, my number 3 is New Mutants. And, we already talked about that. That's a probably good place. Mine is number 2, Five Bloods. I was thinking about doing a review for this, but it was, like, so long since it came out. It took a while for Aiden to get around to seeing it.
It took a little while for me to get around to seeing it.
Maybe a month and a half, maybe.
A little bit longer.
Maybe 2 months. But, I enjoyed it a little bit more than Aiden did. I thought the acting was great. Delroy Lindo.
I'll agree with the acting.
I feel like he should be nominated for Best Actor. But, I mean, I feel like it'll be too far behind. Because the Oscars they delayed to, like, April or March or something. And they're going to probably keep on delaying it because not a lot of movies are coming out. So, you know, it's just unfortunate that it came out at that time. It would have came out a little later, it'll probably get more Oscar buzz, but you know, it just
not everything. Not everything's about the critics.
But number 1 is Tenant, obviously.
Yeah.
And we keep on like saying bad things about it. It's not a bad movie.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad movie. It's just it was really underwhelming.
Underwhelming. So we weren't like totally impressed with it, but I mean it's still impressive. Still very impressive.
Yeah, still a very good movie.
I bet if I like took so another friend to see it that's like never seen a Christopher Nolan movie, I bet they'd love it. But we, you know, that's just what we thought about it.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going into our most anticipated movies.
We both agree on number 1, which is
we'll get there. Number 3, do we have the same number 3?
I don't know, you go number 3.
I had Death on the Nile.
Oh, I had Black Widow.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, it looks like, yeah.
Why don't you, that's your number 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about that first?
All right. So my number 3 is Black Widow.
Okay. So for Death on the Nile, I actually didn't really hear a lot about it because it wasn't like Death on the Orient Express. Is that the prequel to it or something?
I have no clue.
I don't know. I was, I heard some things about it. It was good. I didn't see it. But when I see a trailer for Death on the Nile and I was getting Knives Out vibes.
Yeah, I know. Like we saw Knives Out. That was easily one of the, that was, it was like that was tied with 1917 for first place. Movie. Yeah.
And it was so good the way that they did it.
Like, it's funny because I usually absolutely hate murder mystery movies.
Because they're really predictable.
Yeah. But that one, like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't that predictable. It was really entertaining all the way through. It was just really good.
The twists and turns worked perfectly.
Yeah.
It was not a conventional.
Yeah. If this can be the same kind of movie, like, I don't know, the trailer really gave me Knives Out vibes. So I'm hoping that it's good.
The trailer made it look really exciting. They have a good cast. Armie Hammer, Gal Gadot. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So Aiden's number three and my number two, Black Widow.
Yeah.
Aiden, what do you think about that?
We don't really have to say that much about it. It's a Marvel movie. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's probably going to be pretty. I saw the trailer. It looked really good. Yeah.
I'm just excited to see just what they're going to do with the movie.
I am too, yeah.
Because this is probably Scarlett Johansson's last thing in the MCU.
Yeah.
After her on Black Widow's unfortunate passing in Endgame.
Yeah, all right. So we both...
number one.
Everybody probably knows what our number one is because I already kind of spoiled it. But 3, 2, 1, Dune.
Yep. Dune.
When we went to the theaters yesterday to see Tenant, we saw a trailer for the trailer for Dune. So it's getting, if it does not live up to the hype, I'm gonna be pretty mad.
I've never seen a trailer for a trailer before
in
like a big movie like that, because Tenet's like a huge blockbuster. You'd expect like all like big name movies to like pitch in their best trailer, and then we get a trailer for a trailer
that doesn't even show that much.
It just showed
two small scenes.
They're hyping this up so much.
And, like, I love sci-fi stuff. I love, like, sci-fi is probably one of my favorite genres.
Definitely.
And, like, it was the inspiration for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it kind of looked like it would be kind of, like, not similar, but, like, well, kind of similar to Star Wars, but, like, not too similar. I don't know. I just love that kind of stuff.
The cast looks outstanding. Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Oscar Isaac. This, I've never been more excited for a movie that wasn't like part of a series.
Yeah,
like a Marvel movie. I'm always excited for a Marvel movie.
I hope it's good.
But when you have Denis Villeneuve, oh, excellent director. And I actually had to learn how to pronounce his name for this many times. I had to practice it. Denis Villeneuve, you know, pretty hard name to say, because if you look at it, it says Denis Villeneuve or something like that.
Yeah.
So we're all very excited for Dune. I'm very excited. We're very excited for Dune.
Yeah, I hope it's good. It looks like it's going to be amazing. Yeah.
All right. So now we will do our top five superhero movies.
Yeah,
kind of relating
to the
new
segment. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be. So we're going to have a completely different list for this. So, Aiden, what is your number five?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's my number five, too.
Oh. Maybe they won't be too different. Yeah, we didn't know what our lists were ahead of time. So
we should probably do that more often because it's more fun that way.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy is probably one of the most fun, is the most fun superhero movie.
Yeah, I like it. It was really fun. It was like one of those movies where you just sit back and watch it. It's really funny. You laugh a lot. Yeah, it was just a really good movie that I loved watching.
One of these days, we're going to have to rank the Marvel movies.
Oh,
that's going to be a very long episode, but I mean.
No, yeah. And before that, we'll have to do some preparations. Like, I mean, we'll have to have a Marvel movie marathon.
That would be so fun.
That would be fun.
But Guardians of the Galaxy, oh, James Gunn did excellent with this.
Yeah.
I did not think they were going to be able to pull it off and make it this good. So congratulations, James Gunn.
I love, like, funny superhero movies.
Oh, definitely.
This
is probably
I
one of the
them.
First, like, comedy. This is the first comedy superhero movie. Well, not like, actually made me laugh the most.
Yeah.
Because some movies had... Because a lot of the first Marvel movies were, like, pretty darkish, you know?
Yeah.
But then they started, like, going, like, Avengers, they started going up, like, more fun route.
Yeah.
And then they continue with Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm glad they went that fun route.
Yeah. All right, what's your number four?
My number four is Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk about Infinity War.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you don't have this on your list, Aiden, do you?
No, I don't.
I really, really like Infinity War. I thought, some people think it's better than Endgame. I do not understand why people say that. But I just think Infinity War, it's just a great where all the superheroes come together and they fight Thanos. And it is, I mean, I can't really think of words better to describe what I just was talking about.
Yeah.
But Infinity War, just a great movie. And I really enjoyed seeing it. It shocked me. It blew me away. I did not think that I did not think that they, that I can spoil it, right? It's been out for a couple years.
You can definitely spoil
it.
I
did not expect Thanos to snap at the end and dust away half the universe. Because I was not expecting that at all. Because I was, because they said they were going to split it like to two parts. What they said, they were going to have like another movie the following year that's going to be like a follow-up. So I was expecting it's going to be two parts where Thanos is going to collect like half the Infinity Stones in this movie and like half in the next one. They're going to try to fight and stop him from snapping. I did not think that they were going to go this route, and I'm really glad they did.
Yeah. All right. So I have a funny story about Infinity War, mm-hmm. actually. So I did not go to the theater to see it. I don't remember what it was, but like, yeah, for some reason I wasn't able to go to the theater to see it. Like, mm-hmm. So I was watching it as soon as it came out. And, like, so my dad, like, just at the time, I started getting him into watching Marvel movies. So he was becoming, like, a big Marvel fan. And, like, some of his favorite movies were Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
So he came back. He came home from work. I forget when this was. But, like, I was just sitting there watching Infinity War. He walked in, said hi to me, like, turned over, looked at the TV, and just saw Spider-Man floating away in dust. And he was like, wait, what? What's happening? the Infinity War was spoiled for him. Yeah.
Okay, so what's your number four, Aiden?
My number four, I think you're going to be pretty surprised about this.
What's number four?
Endgame.
What?
It was one of my favorite movies. I love it so much. It's just the thing is these other movies I love more than it.
I can't see your screen right now because the microphone's blocking it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what your other three are because yep. I can only think of two movies. And I know we have these two movies very similar to our other ranking. I don't know what that third movie is. So,
yeah. Yeah, I have nothing to complain about Endgame. Endgame is like one of my favorite Marvel movies ever. Yeah.
Okay, so for
nothing to complain.
My number three is Logan.
Yep.
That's my number three.
Love it. Yeah.
I love the movie. I can't think of words to describe it. That's how much I like it. Yeah. If I can't really think of words to describe it, I like it a lot. Yeah. I thought that it should have been nominated for an Oscar. I really believe that it was probably the most like a heartfelt superhero movie.
Yeah, I've ever seen. Logan.
It was just a good movie. They had a balance of like, it's a family-ish bond, even though it's just like a family bond-ish and action scenes. They just blended perfectly, and it just turned out really good.
Yeah. All right, my number three is my favorite Marvel movie of all time.
What?
Guess. Just guess what it is.
Is it a Captain America movie?
No.
Is it a Spider-Man movie?
Nope.
Is it Thor Ragnarok?
Nope. My favorite Marvel movie.
Oh, it's Iron Man.
Yeah, my favorite Marvel movie of all time is Iron Man. I don't know why. I just love it. I love it so much. The original Iron Man. It's just so good. I love it.
Movie.
I just love it so much. Like, yeah. It was the first Marvel movie I ever watched, so it has a special place in my heart. Oh, definitely. Like, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I just love it.
Yeah, it is a good movie. Definitely.
All right, what's your number two?
My number two is Endgame.
Yep.
All Endgame. This is, I remember seeing the theaters, everyone going crazy.
In the theaters, it was just something else.
Did you see it opening weekend?
Yeah, I saw it like opening night, I think.
Nice. I had a swim meet, so I don't think you were there. Okay, whatever. Seeing it, it was just a magical moment.
Yeah, it was just like, it was just so perfect for the theaters. Like, it was such a big, good, it was just amazing.
I've never seen anything like that before, that signs all over the theater saying, don't spoil the end game.
Yeah.
I was blown away by that. That is...
Yeah.
That, how they pulled
it out. It was one of the... I think it was my favorite movie I've ever seen in theater. Not my favorite movie.
Oh, for sure.
But in theater, it was just something else. It was just amazing.
Seeing any movie opening night, my friend and I always talk about this in the Star Wars ranking episode, which you guys should go check out, is that I just talked about how I love seeing the Star Wars movies opening night. That's what I do with my friends. So, all right, what's your number two?
All right, quick. Just one thing I have to say. is since Disney's taken over all that stuff, one thing Disney is good at, this is the only compliment I will ever give Disney, probably, but they're just good at making movies fun and amazing to see opening night in theater.
Yes, they know what people like, and they continue that formula. That's why they know live action movies. Yeah,
they know how to rile up an audience. Yeah. Either with anger or joy.
Yes. They
know how to do both of those really well.
They know what they're doing. So.
All right. My number two is Logan.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Yeah. Just same reasons as you. It was just such a good movie. Like, yeah. And my favorite superhero movies are like the darker superhero movies. Not like the funny superhero movies, but like the ones that are a bit darker. Like, honestly, what I really want is like a horror superhero movie.
We almost got that with New Mutants. We were
I know. That's why I was so disappointed. Because the two movies I want more than anything in this world is a horror Darth Vader movie that's like the rise of Darth Vader, like right after Return of the Sith. Yeah, that's one I want, like a horror Darth Vader movie about like the coming up of Darth Vader, and then I want a horror superhero movie.
You know what? Speaking of dark movies, I think we should just go to our number one.
Yep.
Dark Knight. Yeah,
both the same. It's just a masterpiece. Like, the first time I ever watched it, I was just blown away. Like, I went to bed and I could not stop thinking about it. The movie's just amazing.
Heath Ledger gives one of my favorite, if not my favorite, performance in a role for a superhero movie.
That's
Joaquin Phoenix and Joker.
Heath Ledger's performance was my favorite ever.
Wow. He does good, though. He deserved an Oscar.
Yeah, the acting was amazing. The plot was amazing. The storyline was amazing. Everything was amazing.
Christopher Nolan, great job. I know you're not listening to this, but...
Hey, imagine if he was. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be very
cool. Hey, Christopher Nolan.
Okay, well, we're just saying thank you for making this.
I don't know what my favorite movie of all time would be, but I know for a fact that would easily be top three, if not number one.
I think Dark Knight would be just top five for me. I don't think, because...
I love it. I love it. Yeah, and if Disney, if you're listening to this, make a horror Darth Vader movie, please.
I was actually, during the New Mutants, during the scary scenes, not scary scenes, but like creepy scenes.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of covering my eyes. I'm not a big fan of horror stuff, so... You might be seeing that horror super movie on your own.
Yeah. Wait one second. I think. You can keep talking.
Well, we are excited because these movies coming up, there's so many other movies that we didn't talk about that are going to come up. Trial of the Chicago 7. I love Aaron Sorkin. He is one of my favorite writers in Hollywood. Social Network is so good. I love it so much, and he's going to direct Trial of Chicago 7. Sacha Baron Cohen, Eddie Redmayne. Sacha Baron Cohen, Aiden didn't know who he was. He plays Borat.
Borat. Very nice. How much?
All right.
All right, wait. One more thing, quick. Okay. I made a mistake. Did I say Revenge of the Sith or Return of the Sith? I think I said Return. I don't know what I said. I think I got it wrong, though.
Okay, then. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we are, we have been recording a lot recently, so we are going to record more and more stuff so you guys can listen to it.
Yeah, because we know you guys love this so much.
I know. All right, thank you.
All right, see you guys.